Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, keeping it real hot and fresh. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Glad that you're able to make it. It's the last day of January, so you know what I'm saying? Can't believe it already. 1 month of the new year, 2011, is already gone. So tomorrow will be the first day of February. So, I mean, here we are. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. But you know what? But we keep it real hot and fresh anyway. We're going to keep this thing moving. February's coming in. You know, it's supposed to be the love month. We'll just see how many people are actually going to be in love this year. You know what I'm saying? Because I personally have been hearing about a lot of breakups, you know, celebrity-wise, and then just my personal friends and my family. So, I don't know. So, it's going to be crazy. But we definitely have a great show for you tonight. And since this is the last day of January and the last Monday of January, then we're going to go ahead and play our featured artist of January, who was King Jabbar. So before we get things started, we're going to go ahead and kick this show off with King Jabbar's Make Me Cry.
Can't tolerate all that. Your shit ain't qualified like that. Tribulations, allegations, they getting in the way. We need to modify all that. Don't get me wrong now. Everything ain't picture perfect as it seems either. 6 degrees of separation fit the scene, nigga. I can read between your lines and your scheme, nigga. Make no mistake about that. You ain't sophisticated like that. You might as well dip and fall the fuck back. I know you fucking that young dude we seen up in the laundromat. Can't keep calling me son. He said you making him cry. And you brushing me off like I'm the one you despise. Just be a man about it and just swallow your pride. Take a word from the wise. Hurry up and pack your bags and hit the road, Jack.
Why you making me? Why you making me? Won't you look in my eyes and tell me why? Why you making me cry?
evidence, and you think it makes sense that this kid you barely knew could come, and then you say we through, and you know you ain't shit, but I ain't about to go and flip, cause you've been waiting for this moment just so you can go and end this shit. Too good for you,
I suppose.
Too good for you,
you one of those
niggas who be tripping just too hard to show your feelings and complaining never
giving love.
I'm sick of this and I'm
giving up.
Go back to the streets,
I'm giving up.
Don't look at me, just shut up. Got these accusations on every night. You doing things just to start a fight,
huh.
Like your shit is tight. Yo, who were you with on Friday night? So I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I did it, I fucked that guy. And you wonder why, cause we can't seem to see eye to eye. And now you wanna cry, I guess it's better than living a lie. So I'm gone and I don't need you in my life.
But why you making me, but why you making me, but why you making me, making me cry? Won't you look in my eyes and tell me why? Why you making me cry and tell me why?
You can't be serious, now tell me why you wanna do me like that. This is the X Factor. Ain't no more turning back. You just a thing of the past. You just another throwback. It's just too bad and too sad. Holding on memories with a thing to pass. So far gone, can't make it back. Can't miss nothing that I never had. Slipping through my fingers right out my hand. Gave you the world, you took my last. The sheer thought of death just make me mad. Can't take the good without the bad. Should've known better just to be your friend. Love you so much that I took a chance. No love don't live here anymore. No, them fellas up a long time ago. Never say never, no, that's a fact. Next motherfucker don't stand a chance. Stay so down.
Why you making me?
Why the tears rolling down my eyes?
Why you making me?
Told myself I'm gonna cry no more.
He is our January featured artist for the month. Again, that's King Jabbar, and that song was Make Me Cry. And everybody, now this will not be a Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show if I did not have my crew with me. So now let me go ahead and welcome to the show as well my crew, Mr. Jules, you know, the host with the most, and my boy Rizzo. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
I'm chilling. You know how it is. You know, you already know about me. I keep it real hot and fresh, so I'm just happy to be here with y'all. I love hosting with y'all every Monday. And I'm gonna ready to get this show kicked off. You know, so once again, everybody, that was King Jabbar, Why You Made Me Cry. And again, he was our featured artist for January, which means that tomorrow is February, so our next show, we should have a new featured artist for you. So everybody, so once again, I do welcome Miss Jules and Rizzo to the show. And tonight we have a great show for you. We have a lot of really hot topics, really, really hot topics. So for those of y'all who love hot topics and, you know, you love the celebrity gossip, then I think tonight you're going to get a double dose because for the first half hour, we're going to be talking about, you know, really hot topics from various your various celebrities. And then, of course, you know, you have your first off the plate by Ms. Jules. So I think tonight's show, you're going to get a double dose of really hot topics. So... what's up? So before we get into that, y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all cool?
Yeah, man, we're doing great. I had such a fantastic weekend with you guys.
I know. Yeah, we'll get to talk about that. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later too. we're definitely gonna get into our weekend, everybody. The Real Hot Fresh crew. We went out to a fashion show, and it was interesting, so we'll put it at that, but we'll get into it a little bit later. But to everybody, like I said, we're talking about really hot topics, and the first celebrity that we're talking about tonight is Charlie Sheen. Now, Charlie Sheen, he's a bad boy. He's definitely in the news these days. He's doing a lot, you know. You know, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with him. For those of y'all who may not know who Charlie Sheen is, he's actually the highest paid actor in TV. He's like $100 million an episode, I think.
A billion. He's $1 billion man, as per his network. They even
per episode.
Per episode, and then get this, so much so he's making his network so much money that, and you've never seen this. They put the show 2.5 Men on hiatus until he gets out of rehab.
Oh,
when
wow.
did you see that? Never. That's
wow.
how good he is.
He's getting more publicity than Lindsay Lohan.
Okay? And Paris Hilton. But, you know, I'm confused because, you know, now that I must admit, I have never in my life really seen Two and a Half Men. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what makes him so unique or what makes him so special to other actors. I mean, what does he do?
Well, I think that the reason why he's so special is that he's actually held the throne longer than most actors. Almost the only person that has been on television, on network television, or in movies for that long has been his father. He's a legacy. It's been Martin Sheen, his father, who's a famous, renowned actor, and then there's Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez, who both, his kids, both are accomplished actors.
Superstars, yeah.
They're superstars, and they haven't just been around. Like, they're not new. They haven't just been around. They've been around for years. Like, people have really been able to grow up with them.
Yeah, like, since they were kids.
Yeah, ever since they were children. I mean, like, they were part of the, I think it was Charlie Sheen that was part of the Rat Pack. You know, when the Rat Pack got, you know, the Rat Pack where, you know, like, mm-hmm. Pretty in Pink, all those actors, you know, they all got famous at the same time, but out of all of those actors, and I love those actors, they were awesome, but out of all of them, he's the only one in the public eye right now still acting in a show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because like Emilio's job is shot.
Wasn't Charlie Sheen in Ferris Bueller's Day Off as a baby?
No, actually,
at the police station. He was working at the police station as an actor in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and to this day that gets played. So he really has proved himself, you know. And really, this isn't new either. This has been the biggest issue for Charlie to hit the media, like the most scandalous. But this really isn't new.
Yeah, I heard some crazy stuff about that. I mean, he had bricks of cocaine. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but he's always had problems.
Story about having bricks of cocaine and no like charges. That's nuts.
Well, exactly. You know, actually, I was gonna comment on that. You know, a few minutes ago, when Miss Jewel said that, you know, he was hospitalized. It was funny because, you know, at first, you know, you know, they were trying to. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that, you know, like, you know, people were trying to say that, you know, he was in rehab because of, you know, because he had a hernia or he was hospitalized because he had a hernia. But really what it was, he was hospitalized because of cocaine and alcohol overdose. And also, too, it's been said that he's been, you know, playing around with a lot of prostitutes lately. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
At that party, it wasn't prostitutes. He does have a history of it, and none of this stuff is new. I mean, even when he was in Ferris Bueller, he played the arresting officer he was a police officer when Baby got arrested or something. Not even Baby. It was Jennifer Grey. But she's always going to be Baby in my heart because I saw Dirty Dancing, so I always call her Baby. You know what I mean? But when she went ahead and got arrested for, you know, the disturbances at the house, he was arrested with her. And he was supposedly a junkie there. This is the 80s. He was already on drugs. You know what I mean? He was reputed to be on drugs. So this is a long way back. So really, this is nothing new. This is nothing new, but it's been the biggest scandal to hit him, even after Brooke is wife.
If he's been messed up like this since the 80s, I mean, his liver's going to give out. His kidneys are going to go. I mean, jeez. I mean, this man should really think about his health. I mean, one day, I mean, Two and a Half Men might be just over. He might just die. He might just heal over. I mean, his father's still alive, right? I mean,
yeah, his father's alive. His father was actually
at
the hospital.
I wonder how his dad feels. I mean,
his dad is probably embarrassed, you know. His dad is probably embarrassed. And he's not. And his father isn't the kind of actor that's played, you know, some kind of riffraff in his movies. This actor is an actor that was famous in his day. You know what I mean? And he's still famous. So, and he's never been famous for shenanigans. He's never been famous for, you know, Martin Sheen has never been known for, you know, like big parties or anything like that. He must be besides himself with embarrassment. He must be besides himself because he, not even his wife, Brooke Mueller, Brooke Mueller, who you would think is his wife, would go to the hospital when he got sick after this drug binge. She did not. The other one, his ex-wife before that one,
yeah,
Denise Richards, was the one that showed up with his father, Martin Sheen.
Isn't that crazy? So wow.
And you know what?
Yeah,
and you know what, too?
She's coming to get the kids or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know, too, I also found out that, you know, some of the porn stars that he parties with, you know what I'm saying, they're really selling his business because porn star, she went on TMZ, and then, you know what I'm saying, she was telling detail by detail about his drug abuse. She was talking about how, like, he ordered approximately $20,000 worth of cocaine.
He ordered $20,000 worth of cocaine.
Yeah.
And her name,
really
actually, that woman's name is Casey Jordan, and she's the porn star that could not hang with Charlie Sheen. She was the one that actually she didn't leak it to TMZ. She called the Maloofs, and if you know anything about the Maloofs, they were the couple that were rumored to have crashed the White House party, and they were the ones to receive the 911 call.
Crazy.
Wow.
And
very
then
crazy.
They took pictures of Casey Jordan going to cash her $30,000 check for the night. She said that she couldn't hang and that Charlie Sheen paid her $30,000. And there's pictures on TMZ showing her going to cash $8,000 because at first they wouldn't release the whole $30,000. So right after the whole thing, she went and she got her $8,000. And the next day they also have pictures of her coming out with the rest of the money when the check cleared. She took it out. You know what I mean?
Man, where do you apply for a job like that?
Hmm?
Okay.
I said, where do you apply for a job like that?
Yeah, but she's a porn star. She got paid for the night.
Oh, yeah.
She's a porn star. She's famous.
There you go.
That's what she does. Casey Jordan is a porn star. I'm not making
Casey
it up.
Jordan,
that's what her job is. What her job is. Her job is she's a porn star. This is what she does for a living. She does porn. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it in derogatory. I'm not saying it derogative or anything like that. But that's what they're reporting. They're reporting that she's a porn star. She gets paid for what she does, and she got paid $30,000 for, you know, the debacle with Charlie Sheen, which is just ridiculous.
Well, she can retire for a bit. But we definitely want you to call in and give us your comments at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Our SSVN chat room is open, and also our Facebook page is open as well. So definitely start calling in, commenting, and we'll get on the show. Now we're gonna move on with the really hot topics that we have, and next on the list is gonna be Toni Braxton. All y'all know Toni Braxton, you know, the singer, R&B singer. She's going through a lot of problems right now. She's actually filed for bankruptcy a second time. Millions of dollars in financial problems, exasperated by a heart condition that forced her to cancel a series of Las Vegas shows. So the filing will likely result in the six-time Grammy Award winner having to sell some of her assets to pay off debts listed in court records as ranging between $10 million and $50 million. You know, so I mean, I love Toni Braxton. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she has been gone for a minute, and now I kind of see why, because she's in debt. Do y'all think that she's going to make a comeback?
Well, if she doesn't go to jail first with all those bills, because...
Yeah. Oh, no.
Seriously, if she doesn't go to jail for all those bills, because when you owe a sizable amount of money, especially when the IRS is involved, if you have that kind of debt, most likely you have that kind of tax. You know what I mean? You have taxes on that kind of debt.
Look at Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, but Wesley Snipes is in jail, so she might follow suit very soon. You know, they're not making... I was just looking on World Star Hip Hop and Bossip.com, and they have a whole listing of all the artists and these celebrities that, you know, were making money in their heyday and then now don't even have life insurance, which is it's sad. It's really sad.
And the government actually is going after all these guys to set an example. I mean,
of course. But here's the thing, right? These people are no longer rich, you know? So I don't understand why they're going for them. Why don't you go for the people that are rich, still have money, and can pay you back? You know, I don't understand that. Like, they
that's
know
the
that these people...
system for you.
No, that's choice. I don't think that's the judicial system. I think that's a choice that somebody made. Somebody made a choice to go after this woman. You know what I mean? Some higher up in that company, in that company's infrastructure, made the decision to target her. You know what I mean? Because I know that there's plenty of other people that owe a lot more money, and they're sitting pretty.
Yeah, I bet there's many. I mean, it's probably just whoever's going after them, they're probably doing it because they know it's going to help their career.
But you know, that's a career.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? There's obviously somebody who takes care of the debt in this world and takes care of the debt in this country and goes through a fine tooth comb who owes buku bucks, and then they decide, hey, look, I think she's famous. Let me bring her down. I'm gonna be famous for bringing her down.
Yeah.
You know.
You know. Also with Tony. Well, her situation, you know, her attorney, she said that, you know, she's doing everything she can to make sure that Bryson is able to pay off, you know, her tax debts and, you know, and also be able to sell heavily indebted property in Atlanta and still care for her children. So, you know, there's a lot that's going on because, you know, Toni Bryson, she has some type of disease. I don't know what it's actually called. So I think, you know, probably with like all of those doctor bills and healthcare bills, you know, it's really putting her under. But however,
for
now,
$50 million,
that's a lot. Exactly.
But that's
also
too much money for it to be. Like, I can understand if you had a heart transplant. I understand. If you bought an organ, I understand. And even
this part and her. I think it's her and her son. I think her son has the same thing. I forgot what it's called.
No, her son is autistic.
Yeah, but now he got something too. I mean, I thought like they was going to, you know, going to the doctor or something.
Mhm. No, I think it's her son is autistic. I don't know about. I'm not sure about any heart problems. I'll look it up to see if he has any heart problems. But I think it's mainly that he's autistic. Her son is autistic. I think I'm for sure. I'm gonna go ahead and look it up so like that we have facts.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh huh. Because I don't know too much about her children or
yeah.
anything. But that's
you know
awful
what?
Now that she's getting, you know, all these allegations and people want to take money from her and everything like that. And there's never been anything up about Toni Braxton, you know, being, you know, totally really crazy, huh? I mean.
There's never
yeah.
been anything
well,
really crazy.
Well, I do know that she has a heart condition, so she'll probably be in and out of the hospital for that. But also, fans, everybody, just let you know that even though she isn't dead, she's trying to climb her way slowly but surely out. She has a reality TV show that Bravo has picked it up. You know, it is a sure thing that in the fall she will have a reality TV show, and it's
going
to be called The Braxton Values. Yes, so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that is good, but
somebody's covering her back or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It's called The Braxton Family Values. It'll be on Bravo this fall. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's in debt, but she's trying to get out of it. But do people make a lot of money with these reality TV shows?
Oh, okay, so here it is. I figured out what it is. Toni Braxton's son has a neurodevelopmental disorder that manifests in delays of social interaction and language as used in social communication, which to me sounds like autism. Because autism
okay.
is where a child does not speak. They
yeah.
can, but they just don't. You know,
they're usually like pretty good at like one or two different, like, you know,
yeah, they're good at
that, but
yeah.
Like, yeah, normal communication and stuff like that, they really can't, like, you know, communicate
okay.
and translate with people.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go ahead and look up what her illness was exactly, because I wasn't aware that she had an illness. I just thought that I just thought that her son had autism, that I knew for sure. But go ahead.
Okay, and while you do that, we're going to keep it moving on the really hot topics for tonight, and our next celebrity on the board is our girl Lauryn Hill. It looks like Lauryn Hill. She's been doing a little kickoff tour here in New York City, in Brooklyn.
Oh.
It looks like she has been making fans very angry because she's not showing up on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What were you going to
yeah,
do?
What is that, Lauryn? Come on.
Well,
now.
What I was going to say was. Not to double check. It doesn't really take me too long to double check something. So Toni Braxton has lupus. Lupus is a disease that attacks your organs. It imparts a butterfly rash on your face, which means, like, it looks like vitiligo, but it's in the shape of a butterfly. And basically what happens is that over time it attacks your vital organs. But if you have money, it does alleviate some of the symptoms because you can't afford the medication. But for her, if you're in that kind of debt, I'm not sure, you know,
yeah,
that might be a problem. That might be because it does affect your, it does affect your organs. But I do know of lupus, lupus patients that can function and can do everything that I can, you know, and I'm not sick. So.
Cool. Thank you so much for those facts. But like I was saying, Lauryn Hill, she has been arriving late to concerts lately. She's been doing like a little small tour here, you know, a few venues here in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, where, you know, she's been arriving late. You know, like, for example, the concert might start at 10, she's arriving at 12, you know what I'm saying? And then not only is she late, but when she finally arrives, she doesn't really seem to care, you know what I'm saying? Because like people are mad, you know what I'm saying? You are there 2 hours late, you know? You've been there waiting for her, and then when she gets there, she's like, oh, hold on, wait, let me give you actual quotes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
People were booing at her when she finally got on stage, and actual quotes were, she said, don't do that, that's disrespectful. She said, I spent my entire 20s sacrificing my life to give you love, so when I hear people complain, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say that it takes a lot. Yeah, she goes on to say it takes a lot to put in, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this concert together. But, you know, also it was reported that on one venue that she was late for, the reason why she was late was because she was getting a manicure.
Mm. Yeah, that's unacceptable. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Come
and did you
now.
Hear when she they put the video on blast on New York One, and there was a part where she said, I know personally I'm worth the wait. You know what I mean? She started to get an attitude. Yeah, she started to get an attitude as soon as she came out on stage because everybody started to boo her. They had actual footage of people that were in the audience with construction paper stating that I was here on time, you know, stuff like that.
Come on now.
Oh, and there was another one that
really
said, you just lost
up.
One.
She really
you know,
needs
there was
to step up her game now. She hasn't even dropped, like, a good single in, like, something many years, you know what I'm
saying? 1999 or something, yeah.
I mean, come on now. I mean, is she gonna throw around her weight like she's Little Kim with Nicki Minaj? I mean, come on,
uh-huh.
Please. Yeah, I mean, like her last solo project that like, she did, it was in 1999. It was a remix of reggae legend, Bob Marley's song "Turn Your Lights Down Low." But kind of recently in 2006, she did a song with Method Man called "Say." You know what I'm saying? That spent like 10 weeks, you know, in the charts. It was pretty good, but still. I mean, come on now, it's 2011, you're Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
For those of y'all who may not know, Lauryn Hill, she's one-third of the famous group Fugees, and, you know, she hasn't been around in a while. I mean, not only is she late, she's looking bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all just, she looks like a clown. You know, she got all
she
these
sure
big
did.
Colorful clothes. I don't know what's going on with Lauryn Hill, but my thing is, she's too talented to be messy. You know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying? She's not like some new artist that can't sing and, you know, she's sloppy. No, she's very talented. You know what I'm saying? We know what she can do, so don't come back as a train wreck, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think that this is most definitely going to play a role in her comeback because, firstly, it's not even like you had a single. That's number one. And let me tell you something. I am an avid Lauryn Hill fan. I have been on Lauryn Hill's camp ever since Sister Act 2. Ever since Sister Act 2, I love the Fugees, but Sister Act 2 really captured my heart with her in it. I really loved her performance, but really, I mean, like, it's been over 10 years. Okay,
yeah.
And in 10 years for an artist, if you do not continue to do music, and you're a music artist, you die down. Your audience goes away. You know what I mean? So that's why she sold out tickets when she did sell that concert because nobody's seen Lauryn Hill in ages. It's been years. You know, so they were excited.
Yeah, years.
And then for you to come diss me, mind you, I paid my money to go see you. And thank God I didn't buy tickets because I would have been upset. I would have wanted a refund. And I would have walked over to the box office because she also went ahead and had the nerve, the audacity to get on the mic and say, well, if you want your refunds, you know, the ticket booth is over there. What? Yeah. Do you know that we're paying your bills right now? You know
what
I mean?
You don't do, that.
Do you know that you're making money off of my tickets? Do you know that this little money that the audience is paying for your tickets, you know what I mean? That feeds your kids. Ain't my kids
exactly.
they're feeding your kids, not mine. You know what I mean? Not anybody
exactly.
else's. People came out of their house in the middle of the freaking winter to come see you, and you're going to be disrespectful?
Mm-hmm.
That, I'm surprised nobody had a tomato or a water bottle to throw on stage. Because
that was
next. People did throw things, and I'm surprised that she did not get hit. I'm surprised.
I mean,
I'm so surprised. And I'm not saying that she should have got hit, but I would have been outraged if you come out with all that, you come out and blatantly say, oh, well, I was late, and I know that personally I'm worth the wait. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours into the show now. Now I'm impatient. Now I want to see what the hell you're going to say. You better put on a good show.
Okay.
Yeah, straight up.
That's
you better be killing
everybody.
I know that.
I know. Everybody, that's what's up. So thank you all for tuning in. So now we're going to actually the really hot topics for tonight. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to pay some bills. And then when we get back, we're going to speak a little bit about the National Black AIDS Awareness Day that's coming up next month, February 7th. And to tell us all about it, to help us tell you all about it, we have a very special speaker tonight. So definitely hold on the line for that, and right now we're going to pay some bills. So, all right, everybody, so be sure that if you are looking for a healthier way to eat this year, you know what I'm saying? I know for a lot of people, they always want to eat healthier. They either want to, you know, eat healthy or exercise or get in shape. Well, let a Darien Health Food Store do it for you. A Darien Health Food Store, basically, they recommend eating healthier. You know, lay off that meat. You know what I'm saying? Instead of meat, why not try some vegetarian meat? You know what I'm saying? Try something different. So with a Darien Health Food Store, they would definitely help you get a better way of eating, a better way of life. The owner of the store is Freddie Atkinson. You can reach him by 252-291-5727. He will give you all the facts and everything you need to know about living a healthier life with a Darien Health Food Store. You can also visit him online at www.projectgreenlife.com/nearmanna. That's NEARMANNA. And their slogan is, come give health a chance, come give God a chance. There's life in the name. Also, for all of you women out there who are looking for the most hottest styles for spring, then you definitely want to give Gracia Fashion a chance. Right now, if you shop online with Gracia Fashion, you can receive 20% off online from now until February 15th. The only thing you need to do is just log on to www.shopgracia.com and enter promo code ESSENCE1. And Gracia is spelled G-R-A-C-I-A. So again, that's shop. Gracia.com, and the promo code is Essence, and that is ESSENCE1. So it's Essence Light, the magazine. All right, and also, everybody, if you are a poet, or you're a lyricist, or you just love to just get things off your chest, then definitely be sure to tune in to the Purely Poetic Show every Wednesday night, only on Blog Talk Radio. What you want to do is you want to check it out because it's an open mic night. It's every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's hosted by the one and only Mike Cousin. This show allows you, once again, you know, to get things off your chest, express yourself in a poetic way. And it's very cool, too, so be sure to tune in today. You can find her by www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Also, everybody, the Real Hot Fresh crew, we are doing it big. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it big. We are now going to be, this year, we will be joining forces with the AIDS Walk this year. So be sure to, you know what I'm saying, tune in to our show every week, and we will tell you how to join with us. So on May 15th, thousands will come together to make a stand to help end the epidemic of HIV/AIDS. So help us by reaching our goal of $1,000 by joining our team and contribute to the cause. The only thing you have to do is go to aidswalk.net/New York. Whenever you get there, you're going to hit register. You're going to join a team, which is our team. Our team is Real Hot Fresh 1-800-273-0140 and start donating and get others to donate as well. It's all about stopping, you know, making a change, and it starts with you. So every dollar counts. All right, everybody. So,
Brian, what did you say? I just always fit in little things. I don't know. I just always, you know, my bad.
No, I love it. Okay, we're in Rizzo said, okay? All right, everybody. So thank you for keeping it real hot and fresh. We really hope that you enjoyed the really hot topic. But we're going to go ahead and switch gears, and we're going to go ahead and talk about something, you know, something more, you know, that's really important in this life. And we're talking about National Black AIDS Awareness Day. As you know, we also do have AIDS Awareness Day, but there's a National Black AIDS Awareness Day. And to help us learn more about it and speak more on it, we have tonight Vaughn Taylor that we'd like to welcome to the show. Welcome, Vaughn.
Thank you. How are you this evening?
Doing very well, very well. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Z Fly, and then you have Ms. Jules, and then Rizzo. So, Vaughn, so one thing that we really want to know, just tell us a little bit about the organization that you represent and about your position.
Sure. I represent Gay Men of African Descent. It is the nation's oldest, blackest response to the epidemic. It began in 1986 in the homes of a few men here in New York City who realized that black men were dying alone needlessly. That effort built up into the organization that it is today. We have a $1.4 million budget, and most of our services do address people living with HIV and AIDS. I'm the deputy executive director. I've been there roughly 15 months. I bring to the table a host of business and medical practical experience. And being a black man, I'm down for the cause of saving other black men.
Thank you so much.
No, I was just saying, that sounds like what's up. It's been established for so long.
Exactly.
Kudos.
Thank you.
Exactly. So, you know, so one thing that that I found very interesting was that a lot of people may not even know, but what exactly percentage of blacks are infected in this country?
In this country, blacks represent roughly 56% of the epidemic, yet we are 13% of the United States population. More often than not, 3 out of 4 black men are HIV positive, and of those 3 black men who are positive, 2 of them don't know their status.
Wow.
And you know what, too? I was reading where it said, you know, like, for example, like, if a white person has a cold, that means that a black person, you know, they probably have a flu. So why is it that blacks account for more, you know, new HIV infections than any other ethnic group?
A lot of different factors. First and foremost, we kind of stay with our own. We don't go to many other different groups. We're kind of small and stay for ourselves. With HIV, the interesting thing is that you don't experience any symptoms on average for 10 years. So many people can be HIV positive, can infect other people, and never know they are infected. We allow stigma and fear to convince us that we don't need to get tested or get our results. So many people are HIV positive, don't know, and don't think about a doctor until they get sick at all. Those numbers rise. If they're not having sex with other groups of people and not being clear about the sex they're having and using condoms or not, it's easier to spread infections. Here in New York City, it's interesting to note that of all the type of doctors and specialists we have in the city, a black man is 27 times more likely to see an STD doctor than any other medical professional that we have in New York City.
Wow. That's insane. Those statistics are absolutely insane.
Yes.
We try to get people to go, but they usually don't. Because of some of the marketing of the epidemic in the early days, many mm-hmm. people define this as a gay disease.
Yeah.
I think that hurts to some degree, because if you're having sex with multiple partners and you don't know your status or their status, mm-hmm. you're at risk for HIV disease. And mm-hmm. as you look at the numbers, it's quickly becoming a black and brown disease. Wow. We don't think about that. What also fuels the epidemic is our needle and syringe sharing behaviors. People often talk that it's a bad thing, I don't do drugs. But mm-hmm. if you're image conscious and you use steroids, vitamins, any kind of skin popping, or you let Pookie Ray Ray and them give you a tattoo, you know they don't have a shop. These are ways infections are passed, and we never think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a lot of tattoos, too.
Do you know that if you have a tattoo, you cannot go to the military due to that reason?
What's that?
Yes, depending. Yes.
Due to that reason, a couple of years ago, you could not go to the military and have a tattoo due to that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I have a question. You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, Black Awareness Day is February 7th. So now, let me ask you a question. So are there other awareness days, for example, for other ethnic groups? For example, you know, Hispanic, you know, Awareness Day. Does that exist or no?
Yes, it does. They kind of divide. There's a Black Woman's HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, a Black Girl's, Latinos, Latino Men, one for gay men specifically, one for injection drug users, and one for people over 50. There's almost one for every month on the calendar.
I got a question. So, mm-hmm. For maybe the listeners that might, you know, have HIV or AIDS, where would they look for maybe, like, you know, social chat lines or something? You know, like, you got MySpace, but, you know, you don't publicize, you know, if you got, you know, if you're infected or anything. But, you know, I'm just wondering how would you date? You know,
what's an interesting thing? They date like the rest of us. They meet people, they find the cute, attractive, and willing, go down their rap, get a number, and go from there.
Uh-huh.
The laws about disclosure in the state are very clear that you're not supposed to disclose unless you're ready to share body fluids and give the other person a chance. If you know how HIV
I don't understand. You said what? I'm sorry.
The law for disclosure, meaning the right to tell, comes into play when you think you're going to put someone else at risk. So let's say I was HIV positive, I cut myself, and you go to help me. I have to tell you before you come in contact with my blood, I'm HIV positive, to give you the opportunity to determine how you're going to protect yourself. If we're going to have sex, this is 30 years into the epidemic, we want to assume everybody knows about using condoms, and that's going to be part of the conversation somewhere along the line. But HIV-positive people, if they want to be with other HIV-positive people, there are some chat groups, there are some things on the Internet. You kind of search because people are in different stages of disclosure. Some people I work with are very forward, will tell you within 5 minutes of meeting you. There's some people I know that won't tell you until you're naked.
Yeah.
So there are different groups that allow you to negotiate where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough one right there.
Why do you
say
that?
So.
What's that?
Why do you find that it's a tough decision?
No, like if that was me, you know, I'd be scared that somebody would turn me down or something. You know what I'm saying? I work all that. Because me and Jules were talking about on the train a couple of days ago about how, you know, I'm the type of guy that, you know, it's hard for me to approach a woman at that. And then, you know, if I was infected, you know, I'd be very self-confident to be, you know, get naked at once. I mean, come on. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like my thing hangs to my knees anyways, but... And then to say that would be real hard for me. I mean, people who, you know, do have the confidence to date and find spouses, man, I give it up to them. I mean, and to their mate, because I mean they go through some real tough moments of decision, you know, loyalty. Yeah.
I do. I mean, like that must be difficult. So, what would you say to someone that is HIV positive?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to engage in sexual behavior with somebody that they've known for a long time. Like, do you provide counseling and, you know, how to tell someone? Because I see your point, Rizzo. I mean, like, you know, that could be really embarrassing, and maybe that could be adding to spreading the disease, the embarrassment, the stigma.
Yeah, there are a lot of behavior interventions. That teaches people how to disclose, when to disclose, and we let them practice sessions on what it would be like to not only be rejected, but to reject people. Because there are some people HIV positive who refuse to have sex with you if you're HIV negative.
Yeah. So what happens if a person who is HIV positive and a person who is HIV positive have sex together? Are there any problems or issues or repercussions?
Is it with or without condoms?
Without it. Without, because I've never heard of anyone putting it that way. Like, are there any consequences or repercussions if an HIV positive person and an HIV positive person have sex together?
Yes, first, there are 26 STDs in the United States we need to be concerned about. Because
mm-hmm.
you have one, it doesn't prevent you from getting another one. So that's always on the table. You can get other STDs. If the question is about the risk of complicating their infection, that does exist. If
mm-hmm.
partner A has a certain strain of HIV and partner B has a different, and there is a cross-infection, there is a possibility.
So you can get two?
That's the debate about if there's two, but there's a possibility of getting reinfected and actually creating a drug-resistant strain of HIV.
You can get AIDS. You can get, I don't know what I was saying. You can get AIDS twice?
You can get infected with a different strain of HIV, yes.
Yeah,
really? Wow, I didn't know that. That I did not know.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Let's take a, we actually have a caller on the line.
Sure.
So let's take this caller. Caller in 919 area code, you're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hello. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment. I seen on your Facebook, hey Zach, this is about HIV awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make a comment that I think everybody should get tested. I think if you're in a relationship or marriage, if your partner can't get tested with you together, then that should be a red flag, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that if that person loves you,
mm-hmm.
they should love you enough to go get tested, and you shouldn't have anything to hide between each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely.
So I just feel like in the world we live today, everybody needs to go get tested for STDs and HIV. Even if it's, you know, one person that you've been with, because you never know nowadays. I mean, there's so much stuff going on that, you know, the best thing to do is to love yourself and love the other person and get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, caller.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye.
Also, one thing that I wanted to bring up for you, Yvonne, is that something that a lot of people may not know is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you are HIV positive,
mm-hmm.
you know, it seems like today a lot of people who may be HIV positive, you know, if they get it, you know, they don't seem as worried as maybe, you know what I'm saying, they used to be, you know, people were back in the day, because now, you know, there's a lot of medication. But however, if you are HIV positive, you can still get other types of diseases. With HIV, you know, with being HIV positive, correct?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Here in New York City, there is a spike in syphilis cases, and most of the people becoming newly diagnosed with syphilis are also HIV positive.
What?
Wow.
One more time. What did you say?
There is a spike in syphilis cases here in New York City, and most of the men we find that are syphilis positive are also HIV positive.
Wow.
I did not, I was not aware, you know, until BET started to run this commercial stating that if you are HIV positive, that it's almost never just HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally HIV compounded with something else. And I really was not aware that you can contract two forms of HIV or contract HIV and syphilis at the same time. For some reason. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I really did not know that you can get more than one STD at one time.
You can.
Yeah,
and oddly enough, for black and brown people, when we go to STD clinics, we often
mm-hmm.
have multiple infections. For black
wow.
women, chlamydia and gonorrhea go hand in hand. Because for women, they almost have no symptoms in the early stages.
So what are the symptoms in the late stages?
It'll be a burning and itching. You'll have more discharge. The discharge will be differently colored, and there'll be an odor to the discharge.
Discharge, color.
So let me ask you this question. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So getting back, you know, to, I guess, the Black Awareness Day, you know, these statistics, they're increasing each year. And see, you know, every year, you know, there's a Black AIDS Awareness Day, there's an AIDS Awareness Day, there's a World AIDS Day, you know, there's commercials run daily, you know, about wrap it up, you know, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
However, the numbers are still increasing each year. So, I mean, so what do you think, you know, your opinion, what do you think that the problem is? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because the literature, the information is definitely being put out there, but however, the numbers are still increasing. People are, you know, more people are getting infected instead of decreasing each year. What is your opinion on that?
There are two things that can contribute to the spike in numbers each year. One is we're doing a much better job of testing people. Testing is much more available. So when you have something that's more available, you're going to be able to find more cases. The other is that most people don't think it applies to them until it actually does.
Mm-hmm.
So like, people have all kinds of interesting myths and perceptions. They can tell some of it to be positive by the way they look, by the way they smell, the look of their hair. They have some special formula to convince themselves, with this person, I don't need to use a condom. As I mentioned earlier, people often use love and trust as reasons not to use condoms. I tell people, love yourself enough to trust two results. You want to get tested twice in 6 months to ensure you don't have HIV. And if you are going to commit to a monogamous relationship,
mm-hmm.
spend 9 months with that person, getting tested every 3 months so that you know exactly
yeah.
what's on the line, and take it very seriously if you decide not to use condoms.
That's true.
You don't use to put one on could mean a lifetime of consequences. And although treatment has come a long way and side effects are minimal, HIV is still a tough disease because it means
mm-hmm.
that if you are positive and begin treatment, you have to continue that protocol for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Exactly. We're only 8 more minutes. We're 8 more minutes remaining in the show. Before we leave, we definitely want you to give tell everybody when Black Awareness Day is and locations where they can be tested in the New York area.
Sure. It's February 7th this year. This is going to be the 11th year. The theme for this year is that it takes a village. So we're actually thinking about bringing more communities together, making sure that there's a confident, strong Black response. That no matter what intervention we want to do, what treatment protocol, none of them work unless you know your status. You can get tested at my agency, Gay Men of African Descent. We're in downtown Brooklyn at 44 Court Street. You can also get tested at Gay Men's Health Crisis, which is on 24th Street. You also check into any health department clinic. They will also give you tested.
Wow.
If you don't want to go and leave your neighborhood, you can do that as well.
Wow.
Great. And
that's
also, for people who are not in the New York area, is there like a website that they can go to find out, you know, where testing location may be in their state?
Yes, it's called gettested.org. You go onto the site and you type in your zip code, and it'll give you the location of the nearest testing facility to you.
Okay.
That's a great search engine, then.
And there are several types of tests available. Some you can get a test in 20 minutes. Some may take a week. Depending on how anxious you are, you can get one in 20 minutes.
I recommend the
stick
saliva.
I've taken that one. They put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
It's like salty fries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Vaughn, before you leave, so what is like the turnout, you know, of like these testing locations? You know, do a lot of people come out?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what's the turnout of it?
It always varies. It depends on what people are thinking. We're hoping that the campaign the New York City is putting out, that it's not just HIV, gets a lot more people to think about their status. The fact that the two rising groups of people with HIV are those under 24 and those over 50. So maybe if you know that grandma, grandpa getting HIV, you might want to think about what you're doing. But people may find someone who recently got diagnosed. Once you get there.
Well, we definitely want to thank you so much for educating people and also educating us, too, because you told us one thing that we didn't even know.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Same
thank
here.
You. And everybody, once again, National Black AIDS Awareness Day is February 7th. be sure to go out and get tested. It's very important. You need to know your status. You don't want to not know your status. We do have a caller. We have 5 minutes to show. We're going to try to get the Jules fresh out the plate. Let's see what this caller, 919 area code, can you hear me?
I can. This is going to be real fast. I know you're at the end of the show. I saw.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, sorry. I'm sorry. I saw a couple of years ago in 08, they said that there was in Berlin doctors who, through cancer treatment, may have found some kind of HIV cure, but it wasn't 100% sure. Just the guy who had HIV, after 2 years from having cancer treatment, no longer showed it in his bloodstream. And I didn't know. They said just because it's not in the bloodstream doesn't mean it's not in the spleen, the lymph nodes, or nerve cells. I didn't know that if you, you know, if you didn't show in your bloodstream that it could show up in other places as well. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up and see what your guest had to say about that, if you have time to answer that.
Sure. Yes, I am. It's called the Berlin case. It's an incredible case. The gentleman had a form of cancer, lymphatic cancer, and they went through a very intense bone marrow transplant, an incredibly expensive and intense operation. What that did is it helped change the amount of blood cells in his body, and through testing, they weren't able to find any HIV in his bloodstream. It's important to note that when we test for the blood, we're only testing 5% of HIV in the body. It can hide in other organs. HIV invades the entire body, the central nervous system and all the organs. Organs that is most often found in are the liver, the kidneys, the small intestines, and then in and around the brain. While 2 years post-operation, we have not been able to find any HIV in his body, we can't determine if it's an effective cure or is it truly isolated to his special case.
Now, if it was just really isolated, does that mean that he could possibly still die off of HIV, or is that more likely like that he's beaten it, that he's winning his battle? You know?
Because he has such an aggressive form of cancer, it's very difficult to determine which will get him first, cancer or HIV.
All they
can conclusively say is that when they test his blood, they find no antibodies present for HIV. It is good to note that depending on the type of test they use to test for HIV antibodies, there's one test that tests up to 400 copies per milliliter, and a milliliter is about the same amount of blood as the tip of your pinky. And there's a very exclusive test used here in the United States that tests up to 50 copies per milliliter. They use a test that tests up to 200 copies per milliliter. So if he has 199 copies per milliliter, that test will say there's no HIV present.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much. I know you guys have to go, but thank you so much for answering that question.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you, cousin.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Wow, interesting stuff. Thank you again, Vaughn.
Very
tough.
Very
welcome.
Thank you,
Vaughn. All right. Yeah. Everybody, we're going to go ahead and end this show with Miss Jules fresh off the play. And please be sure to tune in next week, because next week we have fantastic, what I like to call Fantastic February, where we're going to have a lot of hot guests for you. I'm not going to tell you who they are. You just have to tune in to find out. But this is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Be sure to tune in every week at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to end this thing with Miss Jules fresh off the plate. What you got for us?
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Jules, and it's that time again. Well, number one, due to the topic, if there's anybody that would like to donate some money or want to get involved with the AIDS Walk, please hit me up. I'm on Facebook. My name is Miss Jules, and it's MZ, and then Jules Alex. So look me up. I will most definitely put you on the list and just, you know, acknowledge everything. Well, anyways, moving right along. So, guys, remember a couple of weeks.
Also, just in case all of you live listeners, just in case the show cuts off, if you want to hear all of Miss Jules fresh off the plate, just go back and download the show and you'll be able to hear it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, guys, remember a couple of weeks ago when I told you about hundreds of birds dying overnight in Arkansas? Well, scientists are saying that some kind of noise occurrence made the birds take flight at night, and the cause of death was because they all crashed into houses and trees. And then in Wisconsin, a farmer woke up and found 200 of his cows died. So today, AOL reports that the cows died to an ingredient, died due to an ingredient in rotten sweet potatoes that was fed to them. So those are some answers to some prior topics. In Utah, ABC reports that strange lights have been seen in the sky, a UFO sighting. Some strange red lights that lit up the Utah sky with what looks like some sparklies being thrown down to the earth. No one really knows what it is, but look out for the UFOs. Anyways,
wow.
Singer Rihanna releases a new perfume called Rebel Flow. So it's really nice. I'm not really a big fan of it. To me, it smells like Avon, but hey, somebody might like it. Anyways, rap artist Nicki Minaj releases her new video on BET, My Moment for Life, which still, to me, Nicki, I love you, but honey, we need creativity. And I really want you to stop mimicking Lil' Kim. Have your own personality. Take her inspiration. And I love you, girl. I love you, Nicki. And I love you, Lil' Kim. But please stop impersonating Lil' Kim.
I still love that video, though.
Oh, because that video that she has for, you know, I have to have this moment for life or something like that, it looks exactly like Lil' Kim's video.
Yeah.
What's
the
name? What y'all people saying? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna need creativity.
You remember that thing? You remember. It's a long time ago, and I'm messing it up because I make up my own lyrics, but it's wrong. Oh, it was that No Matter What People Say. We got it going. That song, yeah, it looks just like it. And I really want you, Nicki, to stop mimicking Lil' Kim. Stop it. Anyway. Congratulations to Jonathan Knight. Jonathan Knight is a guy from the New Kids on the Block. I don't know if you guys know that group. It was a really big boy group back in the day. Well, not that far, in the 90s, late 80s. Anyway, it's been a long time, and I'm truly happy for him because he actually came out of the closet, and that takes a lot of bravery and a lot of chutzpah to do. Most people can't do that, you know what I mean, especially as a public figure. They can't just be honest, you know what I mean? They might lose money. So, anyway... Eva Longoria finally finalized her divorce with Tony, which is great, which is fantastic. I've never seen anybody finalize a divorce so quick, other than Britney Spears, but I've never seen anybody finalize a divorce so quick. But anyways, guys, this is Miss Jules, and that was your Fresh Off the Plate.
That's what's up, y'all. Be sure to tune in next week with your boy Z-Fly, Rizzo, and Miss Jules. We out of here, so next week. Peace.
Peace.